Right, happy Christmas, yes. As they say. And there's a little talk about Christmas and what it means a bit deeper down. And it's, we see all the bright lights, happy Christmas and so on. But, if you take the Christ out of Christmas, all you get is M&S. Now that's an M&S window. Isn't it up there? Oops. Okay, Marion's... M&S, you see? That's a joke pinched from J. John, so you'll have to blame him. But, scholars actually think Jesus would have been born around August, a time of certain Jewish festivals then. So I think perhaps we ought to celebrate Christmas in August, because things are so much cheaper in the shops then. You get there. So, it's all very glitzy, and here we've got, looks like gnomes. Perhaps they're meant to be the shepherds. And we've got reindeer, which were never quite in the story. Or is it a moose? And it's all become a bit sanitised, all a bit commercial, and they're just hijacking the Christian ideology. And it is a heresy. And it's making money out of something that's the holiest moment in the year, really. But, what the Jews wanted was a sort of super David. They were expecting a warrior king who would lead them to victory, to set them free from their oppressors, the Romans, and anyone else who'd been around invading them over the centuries. But it wasn't to be, and this is what some of them still think is going to come, a warrior leader to give them victory. And I think they're trying a bit in their own strength at the moment. But, what sort of Messiah were they expecting? We see a different version in some traditional paintings, and Jesus didn't really look like that, because Jews would have had black hair, not curly blonde hair, and it's we don't know what he looked like. Josephus, a historian at the time, said he was fairly ordinary sort of chap, not particularly tall, not particularly good looking, he's just ordinary, just one of the people. To the sight of what people saw. And we get this sort of fluffy cotton wool image comes over in the shop windows and on the television. But Jesus wasn't like that. You may have seen this poster before. Jesus, meek, mild, as if. It's just gone off the bottom of the page there, as if. And it's based on the El Che Guevara poster, which you may have seen some decades back. And Jesus was a very strong person when necessary. Now, he's also known as the Lion of Judah. And in Revelation, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. And this Lion of Judah is not a tame lion. He's not a cuddly pussycat. And we mustn't forget, he's not the cotton wool sort of thing we see on telly sometimes. Now, when I was out in Maasai land on mission, it felt so much like Bible times. The way people lived, you'd have mud huts, a little cluster of huts 2 miles over there, and then 2 miles further on there'd be another cluster of huts. And they're herdsmen, they're shepherds. Their living is their cattle, their sheep, their goats. Your pension is how many cattle you've got, because that's what you spend when you retire and not old enough to look after them anymore. And part of your pension, of course, is your grandchildren, your children, they help to support you. And over there, they start young. Here you've got a little lad. Donkeys are wild out there. If you want a donkey, just go and catch one and train it up. So they start by training the kids very young to look after them. There's a 7-year-old child in charge of this herd of goats, sheep and cattle. Just one. But they're brought up to do it, so they know what to do. I didn't have my camera with me one day when there was one child of about 6 looking after about 200 sheep, just driving them through the scrub, trying to find food. Sheep out there are very different from sheep here. If you startle a flock of sheep here, they just run everywhere. Out there, they tend to stick together. Whether that's because there might be predators out there and they learn to stay together for safety, I don't know. And it's there they are off in the distance. So they start very young. Now, out there are predators around, An adult male lion can weigh up to 450 pounds. I've said this could be about 400 pounds, this one. They're big fellows. They're not the sort of thing you push off you if they decide to jump on top of you and they're looking for a snack. And we were travelling past these in a sort of 9-ton Mercedes truck and taking pictures from the safety of up here somewhere. And mostly they just ignored us. And one of the ladies said, "Oh, how cute, because there's two little cubs down there." But you see on the left of the picture, that is half a Cape buffalo. Daddy's eaten the rest for lunch, and probably a few of the mummies as well. So it's a half-ton steak out. You know, you cuddle one of these, you're not going to play the guitar again. They're dangerous, you know. And so these Maasai shepherds, these herdsmen, as they grow up, they become of warrior age, which could start around 15, 16 years old, and they go out in an age group, and for 10 years, they are warriors. They look after the land, the security in the territory, the herds. They fend off the wild animals. And these blades they've got on the end of spears there, they're actually their short swords. They are razor sharp, and I think one or two of them have got swords on their belt. You can just see one there. And when they're eating meat off the bone, they'll hold it up here and they just slice the meat off with their sword. They're razor sharp. And they look very tall and thin. They're not particularly tall, they're just very thin, because that's the way they're built. There's not that much food around. So you don't get plump as a Maasai unless you're well off. But King David started as a shepherd boy, killing lion, bear, and Goliath. Yes. With his sling. You know? And Goliath was a big lad, 9'6" high, I think they worked out, which would be taller than me here. He was a big lad. And there he was shouting out, "Send your champion if you can find anyone who'll stand up to me." But with God helping him, that's what David did. And out there they had wild bears at the time. I don't think they have any left in Israel now. Certainly leopards. And although not that big, they can do a lot of damage. They can certainly kill people if provoked. And shepherds today, there's Bethlehem behind them. It's a little more of a cozy existence because they don't have the predators to worry about, but they still have shepherds there looking after their sheep. So, back 2,000 odd years ago, an angel appears to Mary and it's hard to imagine what it was like. She was innocent, probably about 15 years old. We know from the scriptures, and we studied them on Sunday, she was a virgin. But God sent an angel to appear to her, and this was Gabriel, who hadn't been around for 500 years since he spoke to Daniel and helped him interpret his dreams. And he came to tell Mary that she's going to have a baby. And she says, "How? I've not been with a man." "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Power of God will overshadow you. It will be. Don't worry. It's okay." And she says, "Whatever you say. I am the Lord's handmaiden." Trusting the Lord completely. And so the baby comes, and out in the field you've got these shepherds who aren't the like an English shepherd. They're the warrior shepherds, the tough guys with their slings and swords. And out there, the shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. Never seen one before. Hadn't heard of it in the scriptures for 500 years. And they wallop. This huge angel appears with the glory of the Lord shining around them. And this was before the days of electric lights and so on. This blaze of light, frightening. But he says, "It's all right, don't be afraid." And he tells them of the baby. And you see a lot of other art paintings of those days, and you've got pleasant expressions on people's faces, all a bit, and the angel always appears as a woman, but a woman called Gabriel, you know, with the curly hair, and some of the angels on their knees and saying, "Oh, wonderful." But they were terrified, the Bible says so. It was awesome. Yes, good word for it. Absolutely awestruck. So this Lion of Judah is not a tame lion. It says, "See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Back to Revelation again. So this coming Lion of Judah, he was placid when his father wanted him to be. He told off those who should have known better when his father wanted him to be. He says, I only say what the Father gives me to say. Total obedience. At a terrible price. But he was willing. And thank the Lord. Thank the Lord he did. So, let's sing. Hark the herald angels sing.